Begin the current daven, Sechtes Kedushin daven Nun Tes. Begin on the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis, two lines up in the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara begins to explain the Mishnah which opened up this parak, the third parak of Sechtes Kedushin, parak Ha'emer, specifically talking about when there's two men that desire to get married to one woman. Now the first case that the Mishnah spoke about was Ha'emel Ha'veri Tzeva Kadesh. If a man told his friend, go ahead and please engage that woman for me. And instead, he went and he engaged her to himself. So the Mishnah said, Mukadeshas Lesheni, although he had been asked by someone else to engage him to him, but if he goes and engages her to himself, then she's going to be engaged to him, to the second guy. Now the Gemara tells us that Tana, we learned in the Braisa, as we learned in the Mishnah, Masha Asa Asai, what he did is done, in that is she is engaged to him, Elishanog by Minigramois, but he has acted in the way of subterfuge, of trickery, something that's inappropriate. Now, Sa'ar Gemara tells us that B'tanei Didan, the town of our Mishnah, that didn't say this, that it's done, but it's Ramois, that it's inappropriate, because Halach Nami Diktani, the terminology that he used, which is that the second one went, Halach V'kid Shal Atzma, he went and engaged her to himself, it's also connoting the same idea, which Halach B'Ramois. He went in the path of trickery, and therefore it's illustrating the same idea. Now, relating to this halacha, the Gemara asks, why is it that in our Mishnah, when it comes to explain this halacha, it says, someone says to his friend, and the friend goes and engages her to himself. And as the Gemara continues at the top of Nun Tes Amud Aleph, why is it different that over there, in Perkei Ish Mekadesh Daf Nun Amud Aleph, the Ketani, when there it comes to say a similar type of halacha, and it says, someone says to his agent, where there the halacha is, he tells his agent, go ahead and engage a woman for me, in that woman in that place. Now, he actually goes and engages her in another place. So the Mishnah there says she's not Mukadeshes because he told her in that place, but not in that other place. So the Gemara's question is, why is it over there that it used the terminology of shlichus, of agency, that he sent him for that purpose as a shliach, and yet here it doesn't call him a shliach, it calls him chaveru, his friend. In other words, that he didn't make him a shliach, an agent is designated, this is why you're going there. Here it sounds like that, okay, if you encounter that woman in that place, then go ahead and please engage her for me. Because if he was telling him, this is your mission, then he's a shliach. He's calling him chaveroi. Why in these two halachas, which are seemingly very similar, did we change the terminologies? And actually, it's more than just terminology, it's actually designation of the variables. In other words, is he a shliach, which is saying that that's your job, or is chaveroi, that, no, that's not your job, but if you see her, then please engage her to me. So the Gemara tells us, Hachravusa Kamashmalon, here in our Mishnah, we learn that a unique chidush and by saying the terminology chaveroi, Vahasim Ravusa Kamashmalon, and there's also an added dimension of chidush, of novelty, by saying that he's called a shlich and that he was a shlich. As the Gemara explains, Hachravusa Kamashmalon, here where we're adding a dimension by calling him his friend, is the Itan, the Shluchai, had we learned it only that he sent his shliach to engage a woman for him. So Havimina, I would have thought to say, Shluchai hu de Havaramai. If he's his agent, in other words, that's the mission you're going for. You're going for me. And you go ahead and you engage the woman to yourself instead of me. That's when he's a Ramai. The Samchadaite, because the one who sent him was relying on him. I hired you to go ahead and engage her for me. And you go and you take her for yourself. That's a Ramai. Now, the reason being is because Sava of Elish Lichusi, he thought the guy's going to do my agency. Avachavera deloy Samchadaite, but by a friend, where he's not relying on him. In other words, that's not even why the guy's going there. You're going anyway there, do me a favor. When you're going there, engage that woman to me. I would have thought that he's not a Ramai. You say, okay, if I'm there and I'll do it for you, fine, but I wasn't your shliach, and therefore if he goes and engages a woman to himself, he wouldn't be a Ramai. That's why I have to say that added dimension, that even if he wasn't a shliach, he was just a chaver, and you tell him to do that for you, and instead he engages her to himself, that's a Ramai. And Hasim Ravusa Kamashmalan, there, by the case on Daf Nunu and Al of that Mishnah, there is an added chiddush in calling him a shliach. Because the Itano Amil Chaveri had we said in the way of when he tells it to his friend to engage that woman for him in that place and actually does it in a different place. Havamina, I would have thought to say, Chaveri Hudechi Kutcha Bimokam Achar Einem Mukudashas. We would have thought then that the halacha of that Mishnah is true only in the case of when he asks his friend. Then it's not going to be a valid kedusha when the engagements are in a different place. Why? Because the savar, this mishalech, the one who's sending his, if it would have been talking about just a case of a friend, that he thinks to himself, loy tarach, My friend is not going to go ahead. I'm not paying him. He's not my shliach. He's just my friend. He's not going to go ahead and seek this woman for me in another place. And therefore, I'm not relying on him to be like my shliach. And therefore, it's only in that place. He's told me he's stopping by that place. If she's there, he'll be mekadesha there. And therefore, if she's not going to be there, he's not going other places to go ahead and find her. He's not hired by me to be my shliach. And therefore, it's only there where he really made him his quote shliach. He's really a chaver, but that's the only way he gave him the authority to be mekadesha was in that place, because he's not thinking he'll go anywhere else. Avashluchei de tarach, but regarding a shliach, where he'll go through the effort. That's his job. His agency is to go ahead and be mekadesh this woman. Then I would have thought to say, if it only spoke about in the context of chaver, that actually by a shliach, that he's just telling him a mile marker, saying, where can you find her? I think she's there. Engage her for me over there. In other words, what that means to say is that I'm not going to make you go through the effort to find her somewhere else. But of course, if he would go ahead and do it somewhere else, of course he's thinking, of course, a shliach might do that. And he's giving him the authority to engage her not just there, but anywhere. That's the added dimension of that chiddush over there, that it's saying even by shliach, where you would think that maybe there he would think that he would be mekadesh har for him even in another place. The chiddush in that mishnah is that even by shliach, it's only over there where he's saying I want you to be mekadesh har to me. If you go somewhere else, not only by a chava where he's not even thinking he'll go there, and for sure he didn't invest him with the authority to be mekadesh har to him, but even by shliach, he would think that yeah, chiddush is that not he only wants her to become engaged to him if he engages her in that place, not in the other place. Again, that's why here it says chaveira and there it says shluchei. So though it's true by both, but each one has an added chiddush by utilizing it either like amish to chaveira or there regarding shluchei. Now the Gemara brings an incident regarding to the halacha of our mishnah. The Rav and Chasida azal lekedusha leitzel lebrei. Rav and Chasida, he went to engage a woman for his son, and actually kitchel nafshe, he goes. And he sees the woman, and he engages her for himself. Ask the Gemara, Vatan Blut in the Braisa on our Mishnah, Masha Asa Asa. You're right. What is done is done. Elishanog by Minigramois. But that's a Ramai. That's someone that's using trickery. How could that be? It's the same halacha like our Mishnah. You're invested to go ahead and engage it for someone else, in this case his son, and then you go and you kick her for yourself. That's Ramois. How could he have done that? So the Gemara tells us, Lo Yahavu and Ale. They weren't willing to give this woman to his son. They weren't agreeable to that shidduch. For himself, they were agreeable. So the Gemara says, fine, but he should have notified his son first, that his son should know this. He'd come back and say, son, they don't want you. They said no to the shidduch. But I want you to know they're okay with me marrying her. Okay, now the son knows, but at least now he'll know that his father's not a Ramai. Why did he go ahead and engage her without first notifying his son? So the Gemara answers, Savar ad hachi v'hachi. He thought that because if that's what's going to happen in the meantime, till I get back home, tell my son and come back to engage her, another man's going to come along and get engaged to her, and therefore he didn't want to lose the opportunity, and that's why he engaged her, and therefore that precluded the concern about his son or others thinking that it's a Ramai, which is to allow himself to get engaged to this woman. Similarly, the Gemara brings that Rabbi Baba Chana, Yov Le Zuzi L'Rav, Rabbi Baba Chana gave money to Rav. Amar, he said, and similar to the case that we're discussing over here for Kedushin, he said, Zavna nehali lahai ara. Go ahead and buy for me that piece of land. And also, Zavna nafshe, he went, and he actually bought the piece of land for himself, not for Rabbi Baba Chana who had sent him. And that the Gemara asks, similar to the case of Kedushin of our Mishnah, Braisa, Babla Tanglut, and Braisa, Masha Asa Asui. If someone sends you to do something, like in the case of Kedushin, and you do it for yourself, it's done. But that's a custom of a Ramai. How could Rav have done this to buy it for himself when the only reason why he's going there is because Rabbi Bochana had sent him for himself? So the Gemara tells us a similar idea. Bagadali mehava, the Havale. In other words, this was a valley, this was fields of very strong armed type of people. And they don't just let anybody buy from their fields. Now, Rav Nagibe Kavod, Rav, they treated and courted him a great honor, and they would be willing to sell it to him, which they did. Rav Bachana, Loi Nagibe Kavod, but Rav Bachana, you're buying for him? No, we don't sell it to just anybody. And therefore, they weren't willing to sell it to him, and that's why Rav bought it for himself. Of course, he wanted to buy it for himself, because it's a minigramois. But he couldn't even buy it for him, so he bought it for himself. So the Gemara asks, Iboy Lilodui, it's the same question, but at least let him have notified Rabbi Chana first. Like, here he goes, and he sends him, and then Rav comes back saying, oh, here's the deed of my field. What do you mean? I sent you, your rabbi? So the Gemara says the same idea. Sava, he thought, he thought, if I'm going to go ahead and spend the time to go back and tell him and come back, the field's going to be sold already, and he didn't want to lose the opportunity, and that's why he was allowed to go ahead and buy it, because again, it really wasn't Ramais, and even though the Marasayan piece, the fact that he would have lost the opportunity says that you're allowed to go ahead and buy it right now. Now, in the related discussion regarding someone attempting to get something first and someone else jumping in and taking it for himself, so the Gemara introduces that Rav Gidl have a mahapich bahi ara. Rav Gidl was trying to go ahead and purchase a certain piece of land. Now, Azl Rav Abba and Zavna, and although Rav Gidl was busy in contract discussing trying to buy it, Rav Abba goes and he jumps and he buys it first. So Azl Rav Gidl, Kavles, Rav Gidl went and he said over his story and his complaint, L'Rib Zera, like, what's going on over here? I'm busy, I'm trying to buy something, I'm about to buy it. And then here comes Rav Abba, and he jumps and he buys it before me. So Azl Rav Zera v'kavle Rav Yitzchak Nafka. So when Rav Zera heard about the story, he went to Rav Yitzchak Nafka to tell him the story to say what's going on. So Amaleis, Rav Yitzchak Nafka said to him, Hamtin ad sheyale etzleinu l'regel. Let's wait until he comes to us by the Yomtiv, because when it comes time for the Yomtiv, then the Rav would give a drasha regarding halachas of the Yomtiv, and then they would come and receive the rabbi, their Rebbe, and therefore, wait till he comes, he'll come then. So Kisalik, when Rav Abba came, Ashkeches, Rav Yitzchak Nafka encountered him, so Amali, he said to him, he asked him the following question in halacha. Ani mahapech b'charara, regarding a poor person that's attempting to acquire a cookie that's cooked, that's made on the coals. In other words, either he finds it on the street that's hefker, ownerless, or somebody wants to give him a gift. Uva'achar v'not lehem, and then somebody else jumps in first and gets it before the poor person. Mai, what would you consider this second person who jumps and takes it away before the poor person gets a chance to get it? So Amalei, Rav Abba said to him, Nikarasha, it's called a wicked person because he's taking away someone else's livelihood where someone else is busy trying to attain this and someone else jumps in and takes it away from him. So he said, Rav Yitzchak Nafka, Velamar, but you, Rav Abba, my time over, and then why did you do this? You did the same thing to Rav Gidl, which is he was about to get something. He's busy spending time and effort getting this piece of land and you jumped in and you bought it. So Amalei, Rav Abba said, Lo Avyadana, I didn't know. I had no clue Rav Gidl was busy in contract trying to buy it. I didn't know. They went and they sold it to me. They didn't tell me that this was going on. So Rav Yitzchak Nafka said that, okay, hashta nami nesva nahalimar. But at least now the master, now that you know about it, and it's obviously an act of rishis by doing this, so go ahead and now give it back, let Rav Gidl go ahead and buy it. So Amalei, so Rav Abba said, look, zvuni loy mezavninala, I'm not going to sell it to him. The Arakamaisihi, because this is the first piece of land that I have ever purchased. V'loy mesamnim ilsa, it's not a good omen to go ahead and sell your first acquisition that you bought. Now, ibay if he wants. B'matana nishkalei, let him take it as a gift. I have no problem. I understand that this was inappropriate. I didn't know about it. So let him go ahead and take it as a gift, but I'm not going to sell it to him. Now, Gemara tells Rav Gidl le'nochas, Rav Gidl wasn't okay with that compromise, because the chesiv says the pasuk in Mishlei, v'soyna matanis yichya, the one who hates gifts will live. He doesn't want any freebies, doesn't want a gift from Rav Abba, so he wasn't willing to go ahead and just get it as a gift. Now Rav Abba le'nochas la, and Rav Abba wasn't okay with what Rav Gidl wanted, in other words, he didn't want to hold on to the land either. He didn't want Rav Gidl want to, because he didn't want to sell it. Neither did he want to hold on to it himself, Mishum dehapech by Rav Gidl, because Rav Gidl had already been going ahead trying to buy it, and therefore he felt it was inappropriate for him to hold on to it. So what ended up happening was loymar nachas, loy v'loymar nachas la. Rav Gidl didn't want it because he doesn't want gifts. Rav Abba didn't want it because he didn't want to hold on to the land that he felt he acquired inappropriately. And again, he didn't want to sell it either. Umeskaria ara derabban, so therefore it ended up being called the lands of the rabbis. In other words, it was hefker, ownerless for the students who they went and just couldn't use it as they pleased because any of the possible two owners didn't want to have it anymore, and therefore it was left for those rabbis to use. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, with the next part of the Mishnah, that said, V'cheno oimale isha hiskash lebechulu. Another type of a case where there's two men involved trying to get married to one woman, where if a man said to a woman, he gave her money, and he says, I want you to be engaged to me for after 30 days. So the Mishnah said, if another man comes in and engages her within those 30 days, since the second one's kedushin didn't yet take effect until after 30 days, she's engaged to the second guy who came before those, the end of the 30 days. Now, on that, the Gemara says, let's say loy ba'acha b'kitcha b'toy shleishim. Let's say regarding the case of the Mishnah. Let's say the second guy does not come within the 30 days. Mahu, what's the halacha? Will the kedushin of the first guy take effect after 30 days? So the Gemara tells the Rav Shmuel and Rami Tavaya, they both say, mikudeshes. She is engaged to that guy who had engaged her to say that it should take effect after 30 days. And moreover, the afa pishunas achla mois. And this is even though the money which he had given her had already been consumed within those 30 days. And therefore, although that when the kedushin is to take effect at the end of the 30 days, the money's not even there, still the kedushin will take effect. Now, so the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? We always know that when you're creating a kedushin, you have to be giving something at that point, and at that point, he's actually not giving her anything because she already consumed those monies within the 30 days. So the Gemara explains, because Hani Zuzi, these monies, these coins, which he gave her 30 days before, Loilam Milvadamu, it's not comparable to the halacha of when a man engages a woman with a milva, with a loan, which then actually she's not mukadeshes, she's not engaged, as we learned on beginning on Davavam Abeis. And because you could think it would be comparable to a loan, which is that you give a woman something and she uses it, or at least by milva, it's meant to be used, and then when the time comes for kedushin, there's nothing to create the kedushin. Here also there's nothing to create the kedushin. So that the Gemara says, no, it's not comparable to a loan. And v'loy l'pikadon damu, neither is it similar to the halacha of engaging a woman with a deposit, something that she's watching, that she's safeguarding, where, as we learned in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, where you would say that if let's say he gave her a deposit, and as the Gemara there explains that he says, I want you to become engaged to me with that pekadon that you're watching for me, and she goes home and she finds that it was stolen or lost, there the halacha was taught that it's only if there was at least a shava pruta left over, but if it wasn't left over a shava pruta, she's actually not going to become engaged. So if it was like a pekadon in this case, where on some level you would think it was like that, because he's giving her the kedushin money, but like that it should take effect after 30 days, if at the end of 30 days there's no monies, then if it was like a pekadon, she would not be engaged. And that the Gemara is saying that no, it's neither like milva or pekadon, and therefore she will be engaged, even though the money was consumed before the kedushin to take effect after 30 days. Why? So the Gemara explains. The pekadon lay down, well, the reason why it's not similar to the case of a deposit, what happens is that a deposit, it's not owned by the woman who's watching that pekadon. If it gets consumed, whether because it was stolen or gets lost or if she eats it, it's actually being consumed in the domain of its original owner, who's the man. And therefore, when it comes time for the kedushin that he says, I want you to become mekudeshes to me, he never gave her anything. But vahani b'shusa dido kamasachli. Here, it's being consumed in her domain, because he's giving it to her. Hey, this is your money. I want you to become engaged with this money. You get to keep it. It's not mine. So therefore, it's not like a bekad. Now, moreover, it's also not comparable to a loan, where that would seem like it is comparable to a loan, where it's, he gives her the money and you could use it, because milva lo yitzah nitna. A loan is given from the beginning, from its inception, when he gives her a loan, it's for her to use, to expend, before the kedushin to take effect. And therefore, after he lends her the money and he then tells her, I want you to become engaged to me with the money that I lent you, it's not his money, because it's already her money the moment you lent her. If you come a 2 minutes later, after you lent her the money, go, you know what? I just thought about it. I want you to become engaged to me with that loan. What? You're not giving her anything. It's already her monies. Now, however, honey, but these zuzim, these monies, he didn't give it to her for what's called loitza. He didn't give it to her for herself, that it's her monies, it was with the condition that she should become engaged to them. So, b'teres kedushin yavinu nahala. It was within the framework of accomplishing kedushin that he gave it to her. So, therefore, when she consumes it, she has the best of not being a bekadon and not being a milva. Because ultimately, she's eating her own stuff, unlike the case of bekadon. That's why, by bekadon, if she was eating his, when it comes time for the kedushin to take effect, there's nothing to create the kedushin. Here, there is something to take effect of the kedushin, because when she consumes it within the 30 days, she's consuming her own. Now, moreover, that when the time of the kedushin is to take effect, it will take effect, because on that, it's not like a milva. Because like a milva, it's already hers. It was laitzah nitna. Here, it is yours, so it's not like a Bekadon, but it's yours for the purpose of creating Kedushin, unlike Milva, which was yours not to create the Kedushin. It's for yours as a loan, so it's automatically already yours. When he then wants to create the Kedushin, there's nothing to take effect of the Kedushin. Therefore, that's what Rav Shmuel explaining, although when the time for the Chalais, the effect, 30 days later, the money's not there, it doesn't make a difference because it already takes effect on the monies that he gave her for the purposes of Kedushin, which she did get that money for purposes of Kedushin, that she then utilized and consumed, and she had that. So therefore, although when the Chalais happens, the money's not there, that's okay, it doesn't make a difference, because it takes effect on the monies that he already gave her for the purposes of the Maisa Kedushin. The Chalais and the Maisa are coming together. It doesn't have to be there at the same time as the Chalais, because that's just when it should take effect. But the Maisa of Kedushin was already taking effect when he gave her the money 30 days before. That's the halacha of our Mishnah, which, although it talks about when another guy jumps in beforehand, but if no one jumps in, Rav Shmuel explained that it will take effect. Now, however, the Gemara asked the following question. Loi ba'achar v'kitcha. So let's say, along the same lines as Rav Shmuel were talking about, not like the case of the Mishnah. A second guy doesn't come within the 30 days to be Mekadesha. But the question the Gemara is asking now is, but b'chazra ba, within the 30 days, so the Maisa Kedushin was done already. The act of the Kedushin. There's two components in the mechanics of the Kedushin. There's the act, and then there's the taking effect, where usually it happens at the same time. But here when he says, I wanted to take effect at the 30 days, they're split into two. So within 30 days, she says, EF Sheben, I don't want to get engaged. Maha, what's the halacha? So it's actually machlekes in the Gemara. Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yechanan Amar Chayzeres. He says that the woman could retract. In other words, that will nullify the Kedushin. Now, the reason why is because since they didn't yet take effect, as we explained that the Chalais of the Kedushin, the taking effect, is only after 30 days, so they didn't take effect yet, so he says, so she could retract, and he explains the logic, because Asi Dibur Mevatl Dibur, her words could nullify words. In other words, in the beginning, the Kedushin was created through Dibur. In other words, for her, when she consented, when she's saying, I agree, so that creates the Kedushin. So her words now of retraction by saying, I don't agree, can go ahead and nullify the original Dibur. Dibur is Mevatl Dibur. Now, Rish Lakish Amar in the Chazaris, he disagrees. He says she cannot retract. La'asa Dibur Mevatl Dibur. Her words cannot nullify the original words. So once she really did a Dibur of Kedushin, now her words of I don't want it cannot nullify that. So although in the halacha of our Mishnah, where if someone else jumps in before the 30 days, his act of Kedushin will be mevatel, the original person's Kedushin, which didn't take effect yet. But when the woman herself wants to retract, that retraction is based on words. Words cannot nullify words, and therefore she will get engaged after 30 days. Now that is Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon asked on Rish Lakish's interpretation of a Mishnah Mesechtes Trumos. The Mishnah Mesechtes Trumos is talking about if someone tells his agent, Tzevatar, go out and take off Truma for me from my crop. Now, and then later, he was Bittel. He voided that person from being his agent, whether in front of him or not in front of him, but he said, I don't want him to be my Shliach. So, says the Mishnah, it depends. Imacholei Taram Bittel, if the Bittel was before the guy ended up taking off Truma, meaning he sees on his way and before he goes, no, you're not my Shlich, I'm not my Shlich, he nullifies him before he gets there. So then, ain't Truma, so Truma. So his Truma will not be a Truma because he's not his agent anymore. And although he's going to go ahead and do it, it's not having any halachic validity. That's the case in the Mishnah Mesechtes Trumos. So says Rabbi Yechanan, v'ahacha de'dibur be'dibur hu. This is a case of words and words. With words he made him a Shlich, with words he says, I don't want you to be my Shlich. And we see from the Mishnah v'kasa dibur mevatel dibur that the later words do nullify and void the earlier words. That refutes Rish Lakish, who said that ain't dibur mevatel dibur. So in that the Gemara answers, shani nesinis mois liat isha. The case that we're discussing, which is a variant of the halacha of our Mishnah, is different. It's not just like the case in the Mishnah Mesechtes Trumos of purely dibur and dibur, because there actually Rish Lakish would agree that dibur would be mevatel dibur. But the case we're discussing with the Machlekes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan is different because the man gave the woman money. The chimaisa damu, that it's like an action. In other words, although the chalois, the effect, is not taking effect right away, it's only taking effect after 30 days, but it's still some form of an action. It's not a real action. In other words, it doesn't have halachic validity, that action, but it does have some validity in the sense of that it will take effect after 30 days. Now, so although We are calling it in this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Dibur, regarding could a later Dibur be mevatel that earlier Dibur, but says Rish Lakish, it's not just a regular Dibur. It's a Dibur that has some form of action attached to it. So on some level, it's like an action, and therefore, says Rish Lakish, that's why I dispute you, Rabbi Yochanan, because of alay asa Dibur mevatel maisa. Words cannot nullify an action. So the original words that she consented to the marriage wasn't just words, she also received money. So there was an action done over here. Her later words of saying, I'm not agreeable to that, cannot nullify those earlier words because those words are like an action because an action was done, although it's not a full-fledged action because that doesn't create the Kedushin, but it's an action that will then create the Kedushin when just 30 days pass. So that's what Rish Lakish says, Vir Dibur cannot be mevatel the first Dibur, because that first Dibur is not just a Dibur, it's a Dibur that's like an action. So the Gemara continues asking, Esve, Rabbi Yochanan asked to Rish Lakish from Mishnah Maseches Gittin. The Mishnah says, Shaleach get le'ishtai. Someone sends a get to his wife through an agent. V'higi b'shliach, and he encounters the shliach when he's on his way to going to his wife, which Rashi points out, which the Gemara over there Maseches Gittin explains, just that's adding an added dimension of a chiddush, that even though he didn't run after him for that purpose, he just met him on the way, and he says, oh, you know what? The get that I sent you to her is batel. We say that he's not just saying it just to bother her, and really doesn't mean to mevatlet. We say that he's really creating a bittel, although he just encountered him. So either way, it's that he sends a get with his to his wife, he encounters the shliach, or he sends another agent after that first agent, and he tells to that first shliach, get shenisati lach batelhu, the get that I gave you to give to my wife, it's batel. Says the Mishnah Masechet Gittin, hariz a batel, so it's going to be batel. Now in that asked Rabbi Yochanan, v'nesinas get liyad shliach, giving the get to the hand of a shliach, v'chinesinas mois liyad ishadami. In other words, the first question I asked you from the Mishnah Masechet Trumas, he said, oh, okay, I agree to you, dibur mevatel dibur, but dibur is not mevatel dibur, that's somewhat of an action. But asked Rabbi Yochanan, this case is very much like the case that we're discussing. We're giving the get to a shliach, which is not a real maisa yet, because it only takes effect the maisa when it's given to the hand of the woman, but it's comparable at least to the case we're discussing, that we're disputing in the halacha of our Mishnah, giving the money to the hand of the woman, which is also not a full-fledged action, because it only takes effect after 30 days, but they're both doing an action that will ultimately create the ultimate halais, the ultimate effect, and yet still v'katan harizei batel, and still we learned that the dibur could be mevatel, that original dibur that is like an action, which refutes your interpretation. So the Gemara says, no, hasem nami. There also, kol kama delemota gita liyada, as long as the get didn't reach the hand of the woman, it's actually nothing. It's actually a case of dibur v'dibrhu. You want to know, says Rish Lakish, why there the husband can be mevatel that shliach? It's not dibur mevatel, a dibur slash maisa. It's purely a dibur. Because what is it? When it's in the hand of a shliach, it's nothing. It's just words that he's telling him to what to do in agency. And therefore, asa dibur mevatel dibur. That's why the later words of the husband can mevatel and void his first words about making him a shliach. But my case that I'm disputing with you in the case of our Mishnah, it's not just coming to mevatel dibur, it's a dibur with a real maisa where he's giving the money to the woman, which is the real act of kedushin. It's just not the chalois, the effect of the kedushin. That dibur cannot come later on in mevatel, and that's why the woman cannot back out within those 30 days just with words alone. Now the question goes the other way. Now Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. Again, Rabbi Yochanan holds that dibur could be mevatel dibur, and that Rish Lakish is going to ask from this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kol haKelim yerdin l'idei tumasan b'machshava." All vessels, utensils, can enter the arena of halachas of tuma with thought. So, for example, let's say what's called goyel mekelim, which is an unformed vessel, where the Gemara tells in Masechtas Chulin Daf Chafeim et Aleph that if you're ultimately going to be smoothing it and be scraping it, you still have a process left to finish off that vessel. That's called goyel mekelim. It's unfinished. Now, the Gemara there tells us that if it's still lacking work, so it's tahar, it cannot contract tumah, because tumah is only for a kli, and it's not a kli yet, it's not finished. But it tells us that if he thought about it, and he says, you know what, I'm not going to do any more work on this vessel. I'm not smoothing it, I'm not scraping it, I'm not doing anything. Says the Gemara, and this is based on this Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, that thought itself, that I'm not doing anything anymore, is like he finished the work, and from here on, it became a kli, just by his thought, and just with that thought itself, it can now contract Tumas Kalim, because now it is a Kli. Because for him now, he's going to use it. He's not doing any more work on it. So that's regarding contracting Tumas. Now, but V'ein Eilim Adei Tumasan, but it cannot be removed from its tumah. In other words, once it contracts tumah, ela b'shinu ma'isa, only if you change it with an action. In other words, you do something to destroy and ruin, either by breaking it or by making a hole in the vessel, that will then remove it from its tumah that it contracted, and then it's tahar. Similarly, another halacha is also if it didn't even receive tumah yet, didn't become tameh, but if let's say you thought about this vessel and you thought, I don't want to do any more work on it, so then it's susceptible, it becomes vulnerable now to tumah, which it wasn't until you had that thought. Once it has the ability, the susceptibility to tumah, you cannot remove it from its ability to contract tumah, only if you do some form of an action. In other words, you start scraping and you start working it again. Oh, so obviously you don't want it as it's in that state. It's still going to kill him. It's not a full-fledged vessel. So now that you start working it, it will not contract tumah anymore because you see that it's not the full-fledged, it's not the gemar kli yet. But just by thinking and changing your mind, let's say you thought, I'm not going to do any more work, which now it is susceptible. Then you change your mind to think, you know what, I am going to do more work. That machshava will not work. So that's where the Rish Lakish develops the question on Rabbi Yochanan as we continue on to Amud Beis. What we see from that Mishnah Masechtas Kelim is, Maisa Mitzi Miyad Maisa. An action could remove it from a prior action. In other words, if he starts scraping it, that will void it from its halacha of being considered a full vessel, where whether it became susceptible to tumah because of an action, which is that he smoothed it, he did the smoothing finishing touches, which that revealed that he's done with it, because that's what you do at the end. Umiyan machshava. And so too, obviously, a maisa could remove it if, let's say, the way he was susceptible to tumah was through a thought. He was like, I'm not doing any more work on it. Either way, when it became a gemar kli and susceptible to tumah, either because he did the smoothing touch, which was an action that made this into the end of the kli, or just by thinking I'm not doing my work, which made it into gemar kli, when it becomes a finished vessel, then it could contract tumah. But by doing an action, which is starting to scrape and do more work in it, you're obviously not finished with it, that removes it from its susceptibility to be mekabel tumah. Now, machshava, however, but a thought, ein meitzia, will not remove it. In other words, if let's say he thinks about it, he thinks, you know what, I want to start scraping it. I think this needs more work. That's after he really had a thought, let's say, that he's not going to scrape it and he's not going to do any more work. A thought will not remove it, loy miyad maisa, not from an action, which let's say he did the smoothing touch, he finished it. So if he did it with an action, and loy miyad machshava, neither is it going to be if he had a thought that he's not doing any more work. A later thought that, you know, I do want to do more work on it, will not remove it from its first machshava, which was to not do any more work. And therefore, it will still be susceptible to tumah, although he changed his mind and thought, and he said, I want to still do work on it. So, says Rish Lakish, Bishlem Yad Maisa Lemafka, I understand why a machshava cannot remove it from an action, because an action is a stronger thing in reality. So a thought, a later thought, cannot undo, they cannot avoid that, unless you're actually doing a maisa to avoid that. And the reason is, because the la'asa dibra mevat la'maisa, word, and for sure thought, which that's what words do, they expose the thought, cannot come to remove an actual action itself. But ask Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, based on your principle, that you hold a dibur could be vatal dibur, the same thing should apply over here, that a machshava should be allowed to be maitzif a machshava. Why do we see that a machshava cannot be maitzif a machshava, and you actually need to have a maisa? That seems to be like me, that I hold, similarly, that it ain't dibur mevatal dibur. A maisa could, but a dibur cannot mevatal dibur. And so if based on your principle, you should have machshava maitzif a machshava. So that answers Rabbi Yochanan that no, shani machshava de tumah, a thought in the halacha, in the arena of tumah, in other words, making something susceptible to tumah with thought, is different to chi maisa dami, similar to the answer Rish Lakish had given, is that actually that thought, the Torah calls it an action, and therefore another later thought cannot come and exclude it from the halacha of machshava that it had first, because it's not just machshava and machshava. The first machshava, which makes it susceptible, is like an action. How so? Well, could Rav Papa, like Rav Papa explained, because Rav Papa Rami, he had posed a contradiction. He said, on the one hand, ksiv, the way it's written in the Torah in Vayikra, if you read it the way it's written, in other words, without the nekudais, you would read the pasuk in Vayikra Yud Aleph Lamed Ches that ki yitein mai malzera, that when you put water on a seed, on something that was planted, v'nafal min devlas malav, and then a dead animal carcass, something tumah falls on the thing which was already had what's called hechsher tumah, which means say that it has to become in contact with one of the seven types of liquids, then tameh hu lechem, then it could become tameh. So that would sound like that you did an action. Now, yet, because you're doing it with hand, yet, v'karinon ki yutan, but the way we read it actually, we actually read it as if there was a vav there. That is, if it is put, which is that you didn't do it, but rather that you're thinking about it, that, hey, I see water was put on it, which is that that itself would make it susceptible to Tumah. So how do we understand it? Why is it written one way, making it sound like that it's only susceptible to Tumah when you put water on it? But then it's also written in the indirect way, which is that if it is put on it, which sounds like even if you don't do it, be a dayan. So that Rav Papa explained ki yutan duma dechiyitan. What the pasuk is trying to teach us in the way that it's written one way and read another way is that we want to compare the halachas of when it is put indirectly, not through you, to halachas of when you put the water directly on it, which is ma'yitan dechilei. Just like when you put it, you're okay with it. In other words, you want this to be this way, and that's why you're putting water on it. Af yutan dechilei. So too, when it is placed, in other words, even if water fell on it by itself, and you're just okay with that, which is called a machshava, that will qualify for the halachas of hechsher, of making this food item susceptible to tumah, and that's what the pasuk means when it says kiyutan, which is similar to kiyitin, which is that you are okay with that. So says Rabbi Yechanan, we see that machshava, that thought, they're like, hey, I like that it got wet. That is a machshava, which is again, and it's a thought regarding making something susceptible to tumah. And we see that the Torah calls it an action. It's like kiyitin, as if you did it yourself, and therefore it makes it hukshu l'kabel tumah. That's why in the halacha of, let's say, by a gemar kli, when you think, hey, I don't want to do any more work on it, that thought that makes it susceptible to tumah is not just a thought. Because in the arena of halachas of tumah, we see the Torah compares it like an action, and that's why he says, yes, maybe machshava should be able to be made to machshava, just like a whole dibur is mabatel dibur. But here it's not just any machshava, it's a machshava that's like an action, and that's why a machshava cannot be meitzi from that machshava. So that was that machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish regarding the halacha of our Mishnah in regards to retracting within the 30 days. Now the Gemara tells the Rabbi Zmid Masni L'Hashmaita, he actually taught this discussion, this machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, which again the first version had her retracting within 30 days in the halacha of our Mishnah, he actually learned their machlekes Aha. Actually, on the later Mishnah, on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, which the Mishnah there says as follows: V'chein hi shenasnu reshus l'shlucha l'katcha. No, so her, the woman, if she gives permission to her agent to get her engaged, v'halcha hi v'kitches atzma, and she goes actually, and she gets her engaged herself to someone else. So the Mishnah there says, im shala kadmu, if her kedushin was before her agent's kedushin, who she okayed the shlech to engage her to someone else, then kedushah kedushin, then her kedushin is the kedushin. But v'imshel shlucha kadmu, but if the agent's kedushin happens first, then in kedushah kedushin, then her kedushin is not a valid kedushin. That's what the Mishnah there says. Now, however, and this is similar to the context of the discussion we had in our Mishnah, let's say loy kitches atzma. Let's say she does not go ahead and engage herself to someone else. But v'chazra ba, but she retracts from the agency she gave to the shliach to engage her to that man, whether in front of the shliach or not in front of the shliach, ma, what's halacha? What's halacha going to be? So again, same type of a discussion regarding retracting from something, but here it's different. In the case of our Mishnah, it was a kedushin that was done with this man to take effect after 30 days, and she wants to retract within 30 days. Here it's a different case that they're discussing regarding if she made someone a shliach to engage her to a man, and then before that shliach does the kedushin, she wants to retract, what's going to be the halacha? So we have the same machlokes. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Chezeres, he says that she could retract. And Rish Lakish Amar Ein Chezeres, he says she cannot retract, which as Rashi points out, which is going to be the defining question on Rish Lakish from the case of the Hashaleich Get, which we brought on the Aleph, which is ultimately going to refute Rish Lakish. But the Gemara first explains their machlekes. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Chezeres, he said that she could retract because, as we explained, Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, words can void words. So originally it was her words to the Shleich that said you could engage me, and then the later words of saying I don't want it could void that. Rish Lakish Amar Ein Chezeres, he said she could not retract because Lo Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, words cannot undo words. Now that is Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan asked Rish Lakish again from the Mishnah Masechtas Trumos, which if someone makes a person a shliach to take off trumos from his crab, and then the Mishnah there says bitel if he voids the shliach, so the Mishnah there says imat shalei tarim bitel if the voiding was before that other person went and did the truma, and then he goes and takes off truma, so in truma si truma his truma is not going to be a truma because he was already voided before he went and did the truma. So one thing Rabbi Yechanan says to Rish Lakish, we see that deeper the words of saying I don't want you to be my shliach can void the words that made him a shliach. So Amar Rava, Rava says, and what's important over here, that this is a different answer than it was in the first version. And because in the first version, Rish Lakish answered that the case of our Mishnah is different than this case of the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. Because he said that our Mishnah is not just a case of Dibur being Mevatel Dibur, because he said the case of our Mishnah is a case of Dibur Mevatel, something that's like an action. Because ultimately the man actually gave her money, which was an action that was a mice of Kedushin. Whereas you can't give that type of an answer for the second version. Because here, truthfully, there is no action being done over here. It is a classic Dibur and Dibur. All she did was words to tell him that you can engage me. And now it's again words saying, I don't want you to engage me. So the question is, well, that's exactly the case in Mishnah Masechtas Trumas, where it's just words to make a Mishlech and words saying, I don't want you to be a Shlech. And you see that Dibur could be Mevatel Dibur. So Amar Rava says, no, it's not a difficulty. Because Hacha Mayaskina, what are we talking about over here in the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas, that the later Dibur could be Mevatel the first Dibur? It's not just Dibur. It's Kegun Shekodem Balabayis V'Torm Eskiria. We're talking about that actually the owner, when he's being Mevatel the Shlech from taking off the Truma, it's not just that he says words. He actually goes ahead himself and he takes off his own truma from his own pile to have a lemaisa. So he's not just being mevatel with Dibur. He jumps quickly before the shlech and he does his own truma. That is a maisa. That could be mevatel, the Dibur of making the shlech. That's why it's going to work. But you're right, if he just said, I don't want you to be my shlech, that would be Dibur being mevatel Dibur. And that, according to the second version of Rish Lakish, would not work to be mevatel that first Dibur. Now, is Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan, as he did in the first version, from the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. The Mishnah says, Kala Kelim Yerlim de Tumasna b'machshava. Vessels could acquire the susceptibility to Tumah just with a thought. Again, with the thought that, okay, I'm not doing any more work on this, I'm done. So it's a kli, it could be Mekabel Tumah. But ve'ein oilim mitumasna el b'shuna ma'isa, but it cannot be removed from its state of Tumah, only if you do an action. So if it's already susceptible to Tumah, just thinking I want to do more work and it will not be ma'itzit, you have to do an actual action to change the kli itself. So, says Rish Lakish, what you see is, Maisa Maitzi Miyad Maisa Umiyad Machshava. An action could remove something from whether it was originally made into a kli to be Mekabel Tumah through a thought or through an action. Maisa will undo that. But Machshava, we see the other way around, that Eina Maitzi Lo Miyad Maisa Lo Miyad Machshava, a thought that I still want to do more work on it, will not remove it from a susceptibility, whether it was susceptible through an action or through a thought. So as Rish Lakish, Bishlam Yad Maisa Le Mafka, you understand that a Machshava cannot be Maitzi from a Maisa, because Lo Asa Dibur Mevat La Maisa, a thought cannot undo what was done in reality through an action. El Miyad Machshava Miyad Topic, but according to your B'yechana, did you hold Dibur is Mevat La Dibur, so Machshava should be Maitzi from Machshava. Why is Machshava not Maitzi from Machshava that makes him a Kabbal Tumma? So Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan says, as we mentioned before, Shani Machshava de Tumma, a thought for making something susceptible to Tumma, is different because Tichi Maisa Dami. It's not just like a Machshava, it's like a Maisa, and therefore Machshava cannot be Maitzim that. Okay, Rav Papa, like Rav Papa had said, Rav Papa, Rami Rav, Rav Papa had posed a contradiction, Ksiv Ki Yiten, it's written when you place. Ukarina Ki Yuten, but it's read that when it is placed. So Hakate said, how do you understand this? Ki Yuten Dumi De Yiten, the having it been given has to be similar to when you give it yourself, which is my yitin denichale, just like when you give it, you're okay with it. Av yitin nami denichale, so to when it is placed, it's also going to be mekabotum when you're okay with it. So we see that although it's just a machshava, but Tantara considers it like kiyitin, like an action itself, and that's why a machshava cannot be maitzi from the maisa, but you're right, maybe machshava generally could be maitzi from machshava. But as Rashi mentioned before, this is the ultimate refutation of the second version of Rish Lakish. Eisvei Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan asked Rish Lakish from the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, which we also quoted in the first version, which there we were able to give a teretz, which wouldn't work for the second version. Because again, the first version said that, yeah, Rish Lakish agrees Dibur is Mevatel Dibur. It's just he's not Mevatel a Dibur that has some form of an action. This second version, he's holding strong that, no, Dibur is not Mevatel even a regular Dibur. On that, Rabbi Yechanan asked Rish Lakish, we learned the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, Hashaleach Get Le'ishtoi, someone sends a get to his wife, and then he encounters the shliach, or he sends the shliach after that first shliach. And he tells him, the get that I sent you is void, says the Mishnah is a bottle. So you see that it's going to be void, and we see Dibur is being mevatel a Dibur. In other words, even if you don't say the original Dibur was a Dibur that has a Maisa, but it's for sure a Dibur, and we see a later Dibur of saying, I don't want you to be my shliach, is being mevatelit. Says the Gemara, Tziyuvtah, Rish Lakish, Tziyuvtah, this is obviously a refutation of Rish Lakish, who held that a Dibur is not Mevatel, even a regular Dibur. And V'hilchasa Kavasid, Rabbi Yechanan, it says the Gemara, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan. Now, moreover, not even like the second version, which again had Rish Lakish only saying in his Machlekes to Rabbi Yechon regarding if Dibur is nullifying and voiding even just a regular Dibur, but Vafila Bakamaisa. Says the Gemara, even according to the first version. In other words, and that is the Chiddush, and that is that Ba'avagav de Ikla Meiman, even though you could say, as Rish Lakish was saying in the first version, that Shani Nesin is Mois Liat Isha, that you can't compare it from this Mishnah Masechtas Git. Because giving money to the woman, that it should be a Kedushin, which is going to take effect the 30 days later, although it really is just a Dibur, which, okay, are you okay to getting engaged, because the Mice is not a full-fledged action, but Dika Mice Dami, but it's like an action, and therefore maybe you could say that that would be different than the case of Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, where it's not a Mice at all until it gets to the hands of the woman, and therefore all it is Dibur being Mevatel Dibur, maybe that you see, not like the second version of Rish Lakish, but maybe according to the first version of their Machlokes, maybe you would say that Dibur would not be able to Mevatel such a Dibur, which is like some form of an action. That says the Gemara, no, afalachi, even so, the halacha is asa dibur, mevatel dibur, the halacha is that a later word could nullify an earlier word, even like the case of our Mishnah, where when another person does not come within 30 days and is mekadeshar, and she wants to retract, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechonon, that a dibur could mevatel dibur, even a dibur that's some form of an action like it, even though it's kimaisa dami, because he's doing an action, a physical action of giving her the money. But since it's not a real mice in halacha, because the effect of it will only be 30 days later, halacha is like Rabbi Yechonon, that her retraction is valid, and it could void the earlier dibur of saying that she wants it to be a kedushin. Now the Gemara says, kasha hilchasa hilchasa. Now based on this, what we just said, that halacha is like Rabbi Yechonon, it seems to be a difficulty in what we call a halacha on another halacha. Because amrin hilchasa Rabbi Yechonon, you said, as we just quoted, that halacha is like Rabbi Yechonon, that Dibur could be Mevatel Dibur. Yet v'kaim alon hilchasek Rav Nachman, we know the halacha is, when Rav Nachman says halacha, the halacha is like him. Now, the relativity to this is because Diboilu had the following question. Mao sheyachzer v'yigarish bay. The question was, what's the halacha if after a husband says to a shliach, the get that I gave you to give to my wife, it's batel. So the question was, after he stopped him from being the shliach, what's halacha, can they go ahead then at a later point in time and utilize that same get to divorce her later on when he is okay to divorce her. When he says, you know what, he thinks about it 3 months later, he says, I want to divorce her. Can they use that original get or not? So Rav Nachman Amar Chayzim Megarish, but he says that he could go ahead, the shlich could go ahead and divorce her again with that same original get. So what it sounds like from Rav Nachman is that ein dibur mevatel dibur. In other words, his later words of saying, I want to avoid that get, is not going to avoid the get. And therefore, it's still a valid get, and that's why they could use it at a later point in time. Whereas Rav Sheshes Tameh, he says, Ein Chayzim Megarish Bay. He says, no, you cannot go ahead and later and divorce with that, because he already voided that. So it's void, so now it's not a valid get. So you have to go ahead and create a new get. Now the problem is, V'kayim alon hilchasekav v'seid Rav Nachman. No, the halacha is like Rav Nachman. So seemingly, you're saying like halacha is like Rabbi Yechonon, that Dibur is Mevatel Dibur, and yet you say halacha is like Rav Nachman, that seemingly it's Ein Dibur Mevatel Dibur. And that's why you could use that same get at a later point in time. So I think Mar says no. Nehid de batli mitari shliach. Although in that case, what Rav Nachman's talking about, although he voids him from being a shliach, he says, I'm not letting you give this get to my wife, but mitari is get loy batli. But what Rav Nachman's opinion is, he didn't void the actual document itself. That's a valid document. I just don't want you to be my shliach right now. I don't want to divorce her with it right now. I don't mind you holding on to it. I might change my mind. Now, Rav Sheshes holds, yes, it's voiding the get. But Rav Nachman is not a contradiction for Rabbi Yechonon. He agrees that Dibur is Mevatel Dibur. And that actually, that's why he could stop him from being a shliach. But the get itself, that he never voided, and that's why at a later point in time, that get could be used to be Chayzer Umegarishba. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah, which again was talking about this halacha of when if a person is Mekadosh a woman by giving her money and saying, I want you to become engaged to me after 30 days, and then another man comes within those 30 days and engages her. So the halacha is, as we said in the Mishnah, Mukadeshes L'Sheni. So she's engaged to the second guy, because although she already received Kedushin money from the first guy, but it wasn't Kedushin yet until after 30 days, and therefore the second guy's Kedushin could take effect, and she's engaged to the second guy, not the first guy. Now, however, we have a machlokes regarding this halacha. Amar Rav. Rav says, Mukadeshes Sheni L'Olam. When that Mishnah says she's engaged to the second guy, says Rav, that's forever. In other words, when 30 days do come by, that doesn't void the second guy's Kedushin and then have the first guy's Kedushin take effect, which was said to take effect after 30 days. No, because since within those first 30 days, there was no Kedushin whatsoever, she wasn't designated, which is what Kedushin is. She separated to this man from anyone else, there was no kedushin. So the second guy did a valid kedushin, and now she's acquired to him. When it's 30 days, his kedushin cannot take effect. So therefore, he's out of the picture totally, and she's engaged to the second guy forever. Shmuel Amar, he disagrees. He says, Mekudeshes l'sheni ad lamayim. She's actually only engaged to the second guy until 30 days. La'achar lamayim, paki kedusha sheni, v'gamer kedusha rishon. Says Shmuel that actually after 30 days, when the first guy's kedushin was supposed to take effect, then it actually takes effect, and then it removes the second guy's kedushin. The second guy's kedushin took effect when, let's say, by day 15, because there's no kedushin there. Great, let's get engaged, and they're engaged. When it comes day 30, that guy's ma'isa kedushin that he did 30 days before now takes effect. It takes effect, sends out the second guy, and she's engaged to the first guy. That's what Shmuel says. Now, the Gemara tells us that Yosef Rav Chizda b'kukashle. Rav Chizda was sitting, and he had a difficulty with this. He says, I don't understand. Kedusha sheni b'may paki. How exactly, what is happening on day 30 that's removing the kedushin of the second guy? In other words, there is a valid kedushin. It took effect. Now, there's no get happening over here, so what exactly is removing the second guy's kedushin? He didn't understand Shmuel's interpretation. Now, Amlei Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said to Rav Chizda, he says, look, Mar, the master, meaning you, Rav Chizda, our Reisha. You learned the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel on the Reisha of our Mishnah. In other words, the case that we had quoted them on when we quoted the halacha of the Mishnah, where he didn't say me'achshav la'achar lamayim, just the case like we mentioned before, when he gave her the money for kedushin. He says, I want it to take effect after 30 days. So you learned it on the resha of the Mishnah. That's where you masni law. You learned this machlekes is Rav and Shmuel, and therefore, v'kashile, that's why you had this difficulty, that which was a valid question, which is that, how do you understand Shmuel's halacha? What's removing the kedushin of the second guy by day 30? But says Rabbi Yosef to Rav Chizda, but Rabbi Yehuda as Sefer Masnin La. Rabbi Yehuda learned the Machlik is Rav and Shmuel, not on the case that we quoted in the Gemara, but rather on the next case of the Mishnah. And therefore, V'lekashle. That's why he didn't have any difficulty in Shmuel's opinion. Because it's actually going on the next case of the Mishnah, which was Me'ach Shavala Achash Loishim Yoyim Mechulu. The first guy didn't just say it should take effect after 30 days. He said it should take effect from now and after 30 days. So then the Mishnah said, if a second guy comes within 30 days, so then she's mukadeshes ve'ena mukadeshes. She has a doubtful kedushin to both the first guy and the second guy. On that is where he learned the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. On that, Rav says, mukadeshes ve'ena mukadeshes la'olam. That doubtful kedushin to both guys is forever. In other words, even after 30 days, you're still in doubt regarding both of their kedushim, and therefore she's forbidden to both of them, unless if one of them gives a get, as the Gemara will later on explain what happens then when one of them gives a get. But you don't know at all regarding either one, even after day 30. On that is what Shmuel Amar. Shmuel would disagree, and he said, Mukadeshes ve'en Mukadeshes. This doubtful kedushin is Ella ad lama yom, says Shmuel. Is only until day 30. Now why? Why until day 30? Because maybe the first guy is going to die, and therefore his kedushin is never going to be concluded and take effect, because he's going to die before day 30. So then, yes, it's going to be revealed retroactively that the second guy's kedushin did take effect, because the first guy's kedushin never took effect because he died before day 30. Now, but la'achar lamed, but says Shmuel, after day 30, paki kedusha sheni v'garme kedusha rishon, then yes, the second guy's kedushin, when we say it's excluded, is because what's going to end up happening is retroactively it's going to be revealed that actually the first guy's kedushin already took effect before the second guy's kedushin. So yes, you don't need a get to remove that, because it actually, what's going to turn out retroactively, the first guy's kedushin took effect already from day one. So when the second guy came day 15, she's already engaged to the first guy. It just needs to take effect by day 30. That's why it's going to be until day 30 in the area of doubt, because maybe he won't reach day 30 to retroactively happen, but after day 30, says Shmuel, then she's definitely going to be engaged to the first guy. As the Gemara explains, what's the reason for this machlekes? L'Rav Mesafkele. Rav was in doubt regarding when the first guy says, I want you to become engaged to me from now, and then he says the words, L'achar Shloishim, after 30 days. He wasn't sure when he says that after 30 days, itnahave, was that a stipulation, a condition? In other words, if I don't retract within 30 days, then it should take effect from now. Ichazarhave, he wasn't sure, maybe it's a retraction. Maybe he was retracting from what he said from now. He said, you know, I want you to be engaged to me now. And then he says, no, I'm not saying from now. He doesn't say those words, but that's what he's not sure about. He says, no, I want you to be engaged to me after 30 days. So therefore, says Rav, you're always in a situation of doubt In other words, if it was a condition, so then you're right. The first one's condition would take effect, and the second one's condition would not, because the condition actually happened now day one. It's just on condition that I don't retract by day 30. But if it doesn't retract from day 30, then it already was from now. So the second guy's condition wasn't valid, and the first one's was. But if it was a retraction, where he says, I want you to be engaged to me me'achsha, from now, and then he thinks, he's like, lach lamayim, after 30 days. So if it's a retraction, so actually the second guy's condition then is taking effect, because he gets there by day 15 before day 30, and the first guy's condition doesn't take effect. So therefore, since Rav is unclear regarding the terminology of la'ach lamed, if it's a tnai or a chazara, see, that's an eternal suffix. She's always, no matter, even after day 30, it will be mukadeshes v'ein mukadeshes to both of them. But l'shmuel, she delayed the tenohave. But Shmuel held it was obvious that the terminology of la'ach lamed was just a condition, a stipulation. So yes, all the first 30 days, it's doubtful kedushin, because maybe he's going to retract, because that's the condition, as long as I don't retract within 30 days. So yes, up until day 30, she's doubtfully engaged to the second guy, because if the first guy retracts or dies, then the second guy's condition will take effect. But after day 30, then the condition was already concluded retroactively, and therefore she was already engaged to him from day one. So says Shmuel, after 30 days, she's only engaged to the first guy, and there's no doubtful condition even at all for the second guy. Now the Gemara tells us, Ubupuk the Tana Tanoi the Tanya. Actually, this Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is the same as the Machlekes Tanoim as we have in the following Braisa. We're similar to the terminology of the Halacha of our Mishnah, where if he says, here, I'm giving you this get, Mahayyim Malacha Misa, from today and after I die. So the first opinion says, get ve'ein a get divrei chacham. Chacham say, it's a get and it's not a get. It's doubtful, it's not clear. In other words, what's not clear? Although he said from today, but when he said the words, and after I die, it's not clear. Is it a stipulation? In other words, from today it should be a get if I die. And when I die, then retroactively it should be a get from today. So then it is going to be a get from today, and it's going to be a valid get. Or, not sure, is it a retraction? In other words, he retracts from giving it today, and he says, this should be a get for you from after I die. So therefore, then, he hasn't said anything, and it's not a get. Because there's halacha in get la'achar misa, because once he's dead, how could he divorce her? He's not married to her because death departs the relationship. So the chacham say, it's get ve'ena get. It's not clear. We don't know. We don't know when he says, ulacha misa, if that's a retraction or if that's a tanai. Rebbe Yemer Kizek get, he says, no, such a case is a valid get because it's clearly a stipulation. And therefore, when he dies, it's taking effect retroactively from today, and therefore it is a divorce. And the reason why a person would want such a thing, even though he's going to die at that point, is that she wouldn't require Yibum Chalitza because she was divorced, and Yibum Chalitza is only if she dies a widow with her husband having no children, and here she wasn't a widow, she was a divorcee retroactively. So that's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara, if so, the Neimer, so then why are they each saying their own opinion? If Tanoim already disagreed regarding this, let them say Rav Halacha Rabbanan, who they're unclear if it's a Tanai or Chazar, and the name is Shmuel Halacha Karebi. Let Shmuel say Halacha like Rebbe, where it's clearly a Tanai. So the Gemara says Tzricha, no, they had to say it as their own Machlokes. Why? The Ilo Amar Rav Halacha Rabbanan, had Rav just said Halacha like Rabbanan, who they're not clear if it's a Tanai or Chazara, Havamina, I would have thought to say that Hasam, over there in the case where they dispute, there you can, yes, be in doubt and say that maybe it's not a condition, maybe it's a retraction, because the L'Rechayku Kasi, that's talking about a case of a get, where he's trying to distance his relationship with his wife. Now, that's very difficult for a husband to distance and to divorce his wife, and that's why you could entertain and to say that when he said Alach HaMisa, he had a change of heart, and he was retracting, saying, no, I don't want to be a get from now, I don't want to divorce you, I want to push it up as much as possible, and let it take effect, la'ach misa, that it was a retraction from me'achsha. But here in the case that Rav and Shmuel are discussing, where it's to make a closer relationship, in other words, where it's to create a kedushin, there maybe you would say, as close as he can make it, then he wants to make it. So although he says, la'ach lamed yayim, that's not retracting from me'achsha, because he wants to make the relation. It's just a tenai, a condition, a stipulation, that if I don't retract. So therefore, Eim Amaydle L'Shmuel did to know Hava. So maybe I would have thought to say that Rav would agree to Shmuel in that case, even though he holds like the Rabbanan, but in that case it would be clearly just a Tanai, not a Chazara. That's why we have to say that even over there Rav is in doubt, that even there he says that maybe it would be a Chazara. And the other way true too. V'yam Shmuel Halachik Rebbe, had Shmuel just said Halachik like Rebbe, who is clear that the terminology of La'achar Lamed Yoyim or La'achar Misa is just a Tanai, Havimina, I would have thought to say that Hasamhu, it's only over there, by the case of Get, where it's definitely just a stipulation, not a retraction, because a person knows they ain't get lachamisa. You can't give a get after death. In other words, therefore, a person doesn't do something for no purpose. What would he be doing a retraction for? A retraction for what? You mean to say that it shouldn't be get now, but rather after I die? What does that mean? He knows you can't give a get after death. It's obvious in that case, like Rebbe, that it's only a stipulation. Aval hacha, but here in this case, the yesh kedushin lachalamid, where kedushin could take effect after 30 days, at least if no one else goes ahead and gets her engaged before day 30, then maybe I would say that Shmuel would agree to Rav, that maybe it is a retraction, because maybe he doesn't want to engage her right now, because maybe he's thinking about another woman, and he maybe wants to change his mind within 30 days. So maybe there we would say that he would agree to Rav, that maybe it is a retraction, because by the case of get, it's definitely not a retraction, because he's going to die, and then it's not going to be a get, so what would be the point of saying he wants to only take effect after death? But here maybe he maybe would want it to be retraction, and maybe Shmuel would agree to Rav that it's not clear if it's a Tanai or it's a Chazara. So Tzricha, that's what we have to say, the Machlek is Rav and Shmuel, independent of the Machlek is Abba Chacham and Rebbe by get, because maybe you think our case is different, so although they're arguing along the similar lines, if regarding if it's a clearly a Tanai or maybe it's not a Chazara, we have to say it distinctly for the case that they're disputing over here. Now, Amabaya, Abaya explains, he says, Ulitame de Rav. Now, according to this opinion of Rav, who, yeah, he's in doubt regarding this case of the Mishnah of Me'achshav Ula'achalam Adyoim, if it's a Tanai or if it's a Chazara, and therefore that Mekudeshes, Vein Mekudeshes, he holds it forever, unlike Shmuel. So he says a certain type of a case. He says, what will come out is, let's say bo'echad va'amala. Let's say one guy comes along to a woman and says to her, like the case of our Mishnah, harit mekudeshes li me'achshav la'achalam adyoim. Behold, you're engaged to me from now and after 30 days. Like that's as the case of our Mishnah, that's how it starts off. Then the bo'achad va'amala. Then the second guy comes along and tells her, harit mekudeshes li me'achshav la'achal esem yom. The second guy comes along and says, you're engaged to me from now and after 20 days. Now, his end of days ends before the first guy's end of days. Now, what would come out is, if the first guy's la'achal lamad yoyim was a retraction, meaning he doesn't want it from now, he wants it after 30 days, then the second guy's kedushin would be a valid kedushin, because the first guy retracted from his me'achshav. In other words, that's what we're saying, we're not sure, is it a tanai? Then the first guy's would be a kedushin. If it's chazara, then the second guy's would be a kedushin, because the first guy's only taking effect after 30 days, the second guy's taking effect after second day, after 20 days. Now, but the case doesn't end over there. As the Gemara continues on top of Samach and Aleph, u'ba'achav amalam. Then a third guy comes along and tells to the same woman, Haret Mukadesh Asli, you're engaged to me, Ma'achshav al-acha asariyam, from now and after 10 days. Now, which Rashi actually points out, this third guy, the same thing would apply regarding what the Chiddush Abaya wants to say, even if he just says, you're engaged to me now, and he doesn't say, and after 10 days, because there's no one coming after him, so it wouldn't make a difference regarding that, and his condition wouldn't make a difference, because his condition is anyways ending before any of the others. It's just that's the order we're giving you. The first guy says after 30 days, second guy after 20 days, third guy after 10 days. So says Abaya, what would come out according to Rav is that Merishin u'me'achrin tzricha get, this woman would require a get from the first guy and the last guy, the third guy, but me'emtsoi and the tzricha get, but from the middle guy, she wouldn't require a get in what's called man of shach, because either way you look at it, it's not possible that she's engaged to the middle guy, because as follows, it's no havayir. Again, we're not sure, according to Rav, when they say, any of these three guys, from now and after 30 days or 20 days, however many days it is, if that's a stipulation or retraction. But either way, says Abaya, if it's a stipulation, the kama kedushe. So then she's engaged already to the first guy, because it was already from now. He was the first guy to go, and it was just a condition. If I don't retract, then it's from now. And the hanach lav kedushe. The other two guys, their kedushin is not valid. Ichazara havi, and if this and after this amount of days is actually retraction, and you want it to take effect after that amount of days, well then the Basta Kedusha, then the last guy's Kedusha is taking effect, because nobody comes after him, and his Kedusha takes effect after 10 days, which is before the 20 and the 30 days of the two guys before him, and the Hanachlav Kedusha, and the first guys are not Kedusha. So either it's the first or the third, because either it's a Tanai and the first, or Chazar and it's the last, but the middle guy is for sure not a Kedusha, and therefore she does not require a get, Man of Shach, from the middle guy. So the Gemara is pshita, it's pretty obvious. What's really the novelty of what Abaya is teaching us? So the Gemara says, no, because in Ma'ad Tema, I would have thought to say, let's say without Abaya, that Hai Lishna Mashma Tano Mashma Chazaram, that actually this terminology of Ula'achar actually could mean either one. It could mean condition or could mean retraction. In other words, there are people that would use it in the form of a condition, and there are people that would use it in a way of retraction. And you could say by either one of these three guys, and we're not sure, is he using it as a stipulation or is he using it as a retraction? And therefore, I would have thought to say, that actually she would require a get from every one of those three, even the middle one, because maybe you could say as follows. Maybe the first guy intended when he said la'achal amidayim as a retraction. So if he ended, if he was retracting, he wants it only to be after 30 days. So the second guy, who is only after 20 days, is going to take effect. In other words, because his condition is before that first guy. And moreover, you could say that the second guy was intending it to be as a stipulation, and therefore his take effect, and not the first or the last, is going to be kedushin. The last is because he's coming after the second guy, who his kedushin is taking effect right away because he wants it to be as a stipulation, so it's happening right then, versus the first one who wanted it as a chazara. So actually then, she would need a get from the middle guy. Or you could say, continuing that it could be either one of the three, is you could say that the first one was a condition and therefore his is going to take effect. Or you could say that actually all of them was retraction and therefore only the last guy's is going to take effect. So therefore you would say that maybe without abaya, since each guy, it could be subjective to the person's individual preference, what does he mean to say with it? Is it a chazara or a tanai? And therefore you would require a get from the middle guy. Kamash Mulan, that's what abaya is teaching in the halacha of Rav. It's not that the word could mean either meaning. Rather, in the objective reality of la'achad lamed yoyim, we, Bezdin, Chacham, we're not sure what's the definition. Is it a condition? Is it a chazara? In other words, if it is a condition, then for all of them, the la'achar, however many days, would be a condition. And it would not mean a retraction at all. If it means a retraction, then there wouldn't be any difference no matter who's saying it, and it would be a retraction for all of them, and that's why Abai was saying that Mamana Shach, either way you look at it, the middle guy is not going to be a condition, therefore she's not going to require a get from him, because if it's a retraction, it's only the last guy. If it's a nai, it's only the first guy. And Mamana Shach, wherever way you look at it, the middle guy is not going to be creating a condition, and therefore she's not going to require a get from him, according to, again, Rav's interpretation of this halacha. Again, Shmuel disputed that. He held like Rebbe, that's clearly a tnai, but according to Rav, that it's not clear, even though in the case of our Mishnah, that she's maybe engaged to either one of them. But if there's three guys in the way that Abai described the case, after 30, after 20, after 10, it's going to be either the first or the last, but definitely not the middle guy.